Frosty the Snowman. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with their exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Let's go back to the phone lines. Lewis and Shaker, welcome to the show.
Nathan, I have a problem.
What is that?
Why is it that, first of all, you know, for Johnny to tweak his hamstring,
yep.
His gait looked very normal to me walking off the field. It looked like he was in pain. His gait looked normal.
But okay.
That's neither here nor there. Why is talent evaluation so hard? I don't understand why. I mean, it's simple. If you play a pickup basketball game and you come in, you got next. I mean, you identify talent right away. You know who can shoot. You know who can dribble. You know who can go to the hole. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean,
because I think this is what I would say, Matt, you're more qualified than I to talk about this. I think the NFL game is a lot more complex than people realize that it is. And it's also not just about talent. It is about desire and the work that needs to be put in to be good in the NFL versus being good at a pickup basketball game.
It definitely is. And I think that that's why I believe if you watch NFL football games well beyond just the Cleveland Browns, and why Solomon stood out so much this past weekend is guys simply get talked about in some cases because they have a high motor. You know, they work hard every play. You know, and those attributes are something that a coach would want. And more so than anything, I think the evaluating talent in the National Football League and how you can truly get critical of scouting in college and a knock even against Jadeveon Clowney is when he played, how productive he was, and the plays that he took off. You know, still went number one overall, but again, did not much production this year for Houston. And I think that in some cases, because Michael Regai and I talked about, you know, when you evaluate talent, a coach doesn't want a guy who plays well one week and crashes the next and then rises back up. They'd rather have a guy that, you know, kind of reaches their peak and there's no question marks about their production. And I think that, in some cases, from a practice and game standpoint, is why in which we've seen this draft class kind of be all over the place, you know. Maybe Pierre Desir wasn't practicing or playing that well in practice or didn't have a good training camp, which is why the coaches felt he had a redshirt year. But because of injury, he's had the opportunity to go play, and now he's climbing that ladder. We've saw Terrence West. If you can't practice the way we want you to, you drop. You know, Johnny Manziel, because of injury, you know, not playing at the level. You know, so he's and Justin Gilbert. If you can't, you know, bridge that gap, and I think in some cases, coaches give these young guys, especially a first-round draft pick or first or second-day draft picks, they give you so many chances to prove yourself. All they want to see is your attention span in meetings and your willingness to take the information we give you, the effort that they want to see. And it doesn't have to be, and in some cases it can't be, and very few and far between, do it is play maximum effort every play in practice or every play in a game. It's those that do stand out, but it's not even expected. All they want to see is that you're in it and you're devoted to your profession.
And I'd also say that at a pickup basketball game, you're going to have a wide range of talent. In the NFL, everybody is unbelievable at what they do. So it becomes, there are certain people that have exceptional, extraordinary talents, and obviously they can stand out, but it becomes more about what you do in your preparation to play than it is about just how talented you are. You go to a pickup game and everybody there could come from, you know, you could have a guy who's a 10 and a few guys who are sevens and then a lot of guys who are ones and twos, and they're just there to play pickup basketball. In the NFL, everybody's a 10.
And also, yeah, exactly. And also,
some guys are 10 pluses.
A 24-year-old versus a 54-year-old. You know
right.
What I mean? If the 54-year-old can ball, I'll take you all day over the 24-year-old, you know?
Right.
So the spectrum is very broad when it comes to pickup basketball. In this case, you're getting athletes in their prime, you know, whose lives have been devoted towards arriving at this place. And I think what we have, to reference those gentlemen, Manziel, Gilbert, and West, is guys that arrived and are comfortable at this point, you know, just being here. And they're along for the ride. And that's where I said all of them need a veteran. And this might be the kick in the butt from Whitner and Dansby for all three, because I'm sure in some cases at certain times, you could group this, you know, group guys together. And so that I hope that this is a message that has been sent to Justin Gilbert, but is filtered through to the other guys who seem very comfortable being on this roster when they're veterans on this football team and the coaches expect more from them.
Absolutely. Let's go to our guy, Reggie in Youngstown. Hey, Reggie.
Good to be talking to you guys. I couldn't wait, fellas, to really talk to you all. I want to say a couple things right quick here and I get out the way. One, I want to say get ready because our Cavaliers are going to win a championship. There ain't no question about it. I'm getting ready for that right now. I'm buying my Cav gear and everything because I see that coming. And also the young lady that, where does she call from that you were talking
Lynn.
To? Okay. I want to say, you know, I enjoy listening to her talk. To me, I think she makes a lot of sense in what she says. So I hope she's listening, and, you know, I appreciate hearing what she say. Hey, guys, are you guys willing now, because, you know, you guys are my guys, and I'm your guy.
That's right, Reggie.
Are you guys willing to admit the fact now that I was right about what I told you, how this whole thing is going? In general, you guys just won't admit the fact that they maybe have just made a mistake and they need to live up to it as far as this quarterback.
You may ultimately be proven to be right. And I, as a Browns fan, I hope that you are not right, because he's the guy that was taken in the first round and the Browns have been needing a quarterback for years and years and years. I will still say that I do not believe you can know that for sure after seeing him play six quarters in the NFL. I just don't think that you can say it's for sure that he is a bust, because if you were to judge Teddy Bridgewater on his first six quarters, he didn't look good either. And now my man Theodore is the best of the rookie quarterbacks, and many people think he should win the rookie of the year because of how good he has been. But it took him some time to develop in the NFL, and he was by far the most ready of the guys coming out.
Right, and I agree with you, Nathan, and for that reason is because a lot of the same reason Brian Hoyer was no longer the starter, the lack of production at the wide receiver position, the lack of a run game, the lack of protection, you know, led Brian Hoyer down that path to make some bad throws and be rushed under pressure and be stressed. And Johnny Manziel entered the National Football League as the starter in that same realm, with a lack of a run game, with lack of protection, I think a terrible game plan versus Cincinnati Bengals, and not enough I've seen of him in the Carolina game plan to know if it even changed. So I think he needs time. I think the players around him need to be upgraded. Some need to be replaced. All of them need to upgrade the level of play, and we need to see more from him to make a full-on determination of whether he can play at this level or not. But that being said, up to this point, there are a laundry list of things that Johnny needs to work on to better his game, that if, in fact, everybody around him does get better, he's got to match their level as well.
I think that is exactly right. I think that you are exactly right about that. And listen, that's, I've said, the most important offseason for Johnny Manziel is this one. He's got to turn things around. He's got to show that he can be a professional. Dell in Akron, welcome to CBD here today.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, you know, I'm not going to tell you guys my age, but I've seen the Cleveland Browns win the 64 championship with Jim Brown. So that kind of tells you a little bit there.
All right.
I have watched a ton of football, have seen a ton of talent, has played football, have played basketball myself, and I'm saying this to you guys. I understand that, yeah, you guys have to be politically correct in a lot of stuff you say, but let me go on record as saying that, as the last caller said, I'm not saying for one moment that Johnny is not going to be able to play in the NFL game. He will be able to play. I think the question that the Cleveland Browns have to ask, is he our franchise quarterback? And with that question, I think they're going to come out with the answer that he's not. Here's the reason why, okay? When you look at Johnny, It's already been proven that he can't outrun defensive linemen, most of them, or linebackers, okay? Here's the areas of concern with me with Johnny is this. Number one, he only had 2 years of college. Number two, he never played in a pro-style offense. Number three, he never did a 3-5-7-step drop. Number four, he never played under center in college. Number five, he didn't have a pro playbook in college. And you can go on and on and on.
That's why his transition was going to be the biggest. I agree with everything you're saying so far.
He's done.
He can go on and on and on, but he will not.
And you know what I'm not against? You know what I'm a little bit against here before we hit break is we're still talking Johnny, and Johnny's not even a part of this game plan. Johnny will not be in uniform. He will not be on the sidelines. He probably won't even travel to Baltimore because he's just been placed on IR. He's irrelevant, you know. And we posed other questions to you. Let's get back in the Christmas spirit. Give us your movie. Give us your song. Give us your best present ever. And also, too, your score. As opposed to hanging our hat on this Manziel. Is he real or is he not? Because we're not going to cut him. We're not going to trade him. He'll be here next year. That's 95% fact. Okay? So we just have to get over it and move forward in the right direction and try to... At this point, the biggest success we look forward to is ruining the Baltimore Ravens season. If you're so up at arms about Baltimore leaving Cleveland and Art Modell taking them to Baltimore, we can do a disservice to Baltimore by beating them this Sunday, regardless of who's quarterback, and we know pretty much the most of the other 45 that are going to be up and active for this football game.
That's exactly right. And listen, it's the offseason that's going to determine it all for Johnny Manziel, and we'll find out a lot more about him in 2015. All right. When we come back, Friday Forecast brought to you by Selective Insurance with the kid on this Christmas Eve. We'll be back with more CBD right after this.